Hello guys, welcome back to the Christian Girl Daydreaming Podcast. I'm your host, Rochelle, and how is things? How are you doing? How's life? Honestly, back when I started this podcast, when I was in New York a couple of months ago, I didn't think anyone would listen. So I would genuinely always just talk as if I'm talking to a friend. And I want to get that feeling back. Genuinely, I just want to feel like I'm talking to a friend. I want you to feel like you are talking to a friend. And because recently I've put way too much pressure on myself with this podcast, because there is quite a few of you who listen, and I'm very, very grateful, but it's making me stress because I always feel like I have to be perfect. I have to have the perfect things to say. I have a whole script written out. And also I was filming myself for these episodes. So I would film myself talking, and then I would put clips of me on Instagram, and I would just stress about how I look, what I said. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to not do that anymore. The purpose of this podcast is literally, you know, it's to talk about God. It's to bring more, or encourage Christian women and girls to become all that God has called them to become, or you know what I mean, the listener. So I was like, you know what, if that's going to hold me back, then I'm just not going to fool myself. And I'm literally just, because being honest, if I could film 5 episodes a week easy, because I have so much to say. I spend so much time in the Word. I love the Lord. I can talk about Him all day. But the reason I'm not doing that, it's because of the pressure I put on myself, and that's just not necessary. Also, I will not post 5 a week. I will not do that to you, nor will I do that to myself. That's just way too much. But y'all, first of all, before we get into the episode, I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. The other day, I was stopped in the mall because someone recognized my voice and knew that I was obviously the host of this podcast, and that was the craziest thing. If you are listening, hi, that literally meant the world to me. I forgot your name. I'm very bad with names, but I do remember how you looked. So that was absolutely insane. And the day before that, I got stopped as well, because someone was watching my videos on YouTube. So yeah, I just want to say, if you guys watch my things, if you guys listen to me, genuinely, I am just so grateful. So yeah, anyway, so back to the podcast. Originally, I was going to make a podcast on Psalms 30 verse 5, which says, "For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." But then, oh my word, guys, yesterday I was reading in Ecclesiastes 10, and I read a verse that literally, like, I knew this verse existed, obviously, but I've never needed it more. And also, it has never meant so much to me like it does right now. So I'm going to read it to you. And this is insane. It's in Ecclesiastes 10, verse 10. "If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success." Oh my goodness. So I don't know about you guys, but I always have things I want to achieve, goals I want to achieve, things I want to do, but I've never really sharpened my axe, if you can say it that way. So if you take my YouTube, for example, I've never sat down and studied the algorithm, or like studied how to make thumbnails, or studied YouTube and successful people until now. Like, literally recently, I've been so obsessed with, also with my business, because I want to be an entrepreneur. That's what I'm pursuing. And although it's very difficult to say that and be honest and say, yeah, I want to go into business for myself, because it is a difficult route to take. Like, I'm being honest, like, I'm fully having faith that this is all going to work out for me. But with that being said, I have never in my life before studied being a business owner, listening to podcast episodes of business owners, studying their lives, what they do, how they run business, YouTube, how to make videos that really achieve success, since now. And this verse couldn't have come at a better point, because it says there, "But wisdom brings success." You have to be wise. Knowledge is key. There's another verse that says, "Study to show yourself approved." And I don't mean study in the sense go to school, because yes, going to school is important. And but that's not, I mean, I don't know, maybe that's just me, but you look at a lot of successful people today, 70% of them either dropped out of school or stopped studying. So it doesn't necessarily mean a tertiary education. It just means that you have to educate yourself. So invest in a course, read books on how to grow. Because I'm learning so much now, and I haven't, the things I've been learning, I've been applying them, but I haven't made them public. If you know, like, I've only been practicing, but I haven't done it. For example, a YouTube video. I'm working on a video right now that I'm literally incorporating all the things I'm learning. I'm incorporating into the video. So I haven't uploaded it because it's taking me so much time. And that's a good thing. I mean, obviously, you have to really be excellent. Anyway, so it's taking me so long. So I haven't uploaded it, but I've been applying what I've been learning. And I can't wait to upload it and see how it does. Now, with that being said, you have to get knowledge and things. It's still difficult to trust that something's just going to work if you apply your wisdom. I've heard recently someone say that if you work at something every day, I think it was Mr. Beast or something, I don't know. If you don't know who Mr. Beast is, he's like the he has the most subscribers on YouTube ever. He's like the most, he's about to be a billionaire and he's a YouTuber. So he said, I think it was him, I'm speaking under correction, but someone said that if you work at something every day and you better your skill every day, there's no way that you are not going to achieve success. It's success is guaranteed, because if you sharpen your axe every day, you work at it every day, you're consistent and you're just getting better and better every day, there's no way you are not going to gain success. And I think, I mean, if you want a book to read in the Bible, if you've been neglecting the Bible recently, go read Ecclesiastes. It's so good, because I think it's the previous chapter. I'm looking for it now. But this is also the book that talks about there's a season for everything. Oh, chapter 3. Everything has its time. To everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. So you can apply your wisdom and you can apply what you are learning, but that's going to happen over time. You know, God has his seasons set out for you. So as long as you're working hard, you're sowing, like my last episode, you have to sow. If you put in the time, you're getting better every day, you're applying wisdom, you are learning, over time, you are going to reach success. Because there's a season for everything. Nothing happens overnight. I promise you, yes, you think that people blow up, like if you are on TikTok, people blow up overnight. People gain success overnight. And it's like, you know, that's not realistic. That's not what the Bible teaches. I mean, Jesus rose on the third day. He didn't rise immediately on the first day. He took 3 days, you know. There's a lot of other stories that we can touch on. There was some time, because my pastor recently said that the bigger the future, or the bigger the promise, or the bigger the future, the bigger the trials, or the tougher the trials are going to be, the longer it's going to take. So it's like that with everything. The better the payoff, the longer the process. And it's just, it's tough to hear for me specifically, someone that's very, I want it now. I want results now. Like if I don't have results now, I'm panicking. What's the next thing? And I've never genuinely given God enough time to show me that something is for me yet, because I've been shutting it down if I don't see results. whoa, I think the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. That was next level. These episodes are more for me than anything else, I promise. No, but yeah, just give it some time. Don't shut it down. God is working. There's a season for it. Don't run away too quickly. Just stay there. If you are enjoying the process, if you are enjoying learning about it, if you are getting wiser, getting better, stick with it. It's gonna achieve success. But you have to study. You have to learn it. Because I've been on YouTube for a while, but I don't see myself as successful at all, in the slightest. I have a couple of subscribers and I have a couple of views every video, but that's not nearly enough as what I have in my head. So, but the thing is, I've never studied what can make my videos better. And for example, my vlogs, yeah, that's gonna stop. I'm not gonna make vlogs anymore. If I make a vlog, it's gonna have a story behind it. It's gonna have a very catchy thumbnail. It's gonna have a story, because that's essentially what gets clicks. I don't know. I'm not gonna talk about that because I'm still learning. But yeah, I'm gonna study more. I'm gonna work hard. But that verse couldn't have come at a better time. And I think if you're listening to this and you are like me, you're a visionary. I mean, this podcast is called Christian Girl Daydreaming because I daydream all the time. I daydream about my goals, my vision, my future. I'm such a passionate person. So if you are like me, then this podcast is literally perfect for you, because, yeah, for the next coming episodes, it's just going to be productivity, working hard, but what the Bible says about that. I'm also going to be reading a book now, Born to Prosper, that my pastor wrote, and I'm very excited for the book. So maybe I'll incorporate some books that I've read in these episodes. I think that will be of a lot of value. Again, with this podcast as well, if I don't sharpen my axe, number one, you guys are going to get bored and never listen again. And number two, my episodes are not going to have any substance. So I want to produce value. I want to give you guys substance. And yeah, I just want to be excellent. I am so motivated. I don't know if you guys can hear in my voice, but I just want to achieve big things and do great things for God. So yeah, my personality type is I'm a visionary. So I think I'm going to cut myself off now. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you all my goals and dreams right now. And I don't think that's going to be good because the Bible also says that we I wish I knew the verse, but I read it once. Don't say everything to anyone. Like, keep some things to yourself. And I had to learn that the hard way. Don't share your goals and dreams with everyone, because it's just, there's so many reasons why you shouldn't do that. Share it with close group of people or someone or with God. But don't share it. Don't just share it all willy-nilly, because that's not going to be good. Many things can go wrong. Yeah, and also the enemy, he always destroys something when it's in baby form, because then it is at its weakest. It's more vulnerable then. So just protect the vision, protect your dream. Don't let the enemy break it down. Because you get those people that if you share a dream or share, let's say for example, you're sharing a testimony on what God is doing in your life, they will quickly shut it down. I remember I was talking to someone the other day, and they were sharing a testimony with me, and someone else in the car said, okay, yeah, but that, like, they were kind of reasoning the testimony to a point where they made it sound like, okay, that probably wasn't God. That was just like, but I was like, no, don't steal the testimony. That is so, why would you do that? Don't reason it. Like, that's God. That testimony to her, it was God. So don't you come, because you don't believe that, and say that. I don't know if I'm making sense. Anyway, just don't, yeah. Keep it close. Keep it between you and God, and just work hard. Sharpen your axe. And yeah, that was the episode. Thank you guys for listening. Go check out my YouTube channel. I'm going to be posting videos that are going to be hopefully next level good. Yeah, I'm very excited. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.